This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Scott Kanowski. A St. Louis County state senator will not seek re-election in the district she currently represents. As Marshall Griffin tells us from Jefferson City, Jane Cunningham had initially filed to run for the 7th district seat, even though the new Senate map places that district in the Kansas City area.
The Republican from Chesterfield had hoped that the new map would be overturned and that the district she represents would not be moved to the other side of the state. But that didn't happen. Cunningham says she most likely won't run for a different office, but admits she hasn't made up her mind yet.
There are a lot of ifs out there, but, you know, if somebody could come to me with, this would work for you, and here are the resources to do it, would I consider that? Yes. But I don't see that happening.
Cunningham has until 5 o'clock today to decide for sure. That's when the filing for the August party primaries close. She's also expressed interest in the private sector and in working for the state GOP. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Columbia hosted a 7th annual renewable energy conference on Monday, where speakers discussed the potentials of wind, biomass, and solar energy in the Midwest. KBIA's Harum Helmy has the highlights.
21 speakers gave talks at the Advancing Renewables in the Midwest one-day conference. Event organizer PJ Wilson says the organizers wanted both local and national experts who can talk about the latest from the industry.
Speakers that can come in and say, okay, what's going on with renewable energy and energy efficiency, both with policy and technology, and what do we need to know now?
Stanford University professor Mark Jacobson was the first speaker Wilson and his fellow event organizers booked for the conference. Jacobson says it's feasible in the near future for Americans to rely solely on renewable resources for all of their energy needs.
It can be done at low cost as well. It's just that we all have to put our minds to doing it and decide to do it and to overcome the lobbying of those who want to maintain the current energy infrastructure.
Jacobson co-authored a recent article detailing how Americans can convert to 100% renewable energy by 2030. About 180 people attended the conference, coming from the utility sector, renewable energy businesses, as well as from advocacy groups. Harum Helmy, KBIA News.
The leader of a group that opposes abortion and embryonic stem cell research is running for Missouri governor. Fred Sauer, who heads Missouri Roundtable for Life, filed Monday with the Secretary of State's office to run in the August Republican primary. Sauer of St. Louis is the 4th Republican in the field of potential challengers to Democratic Governor Jay Nixon. Other GOP candidates include St. Louis businessman Dave Spence and Kansas City attorney Bill Randles. Missouri Roundtable for Life was among the groups that successfully challenged a newly created state fund designed to offer incentives to science and technology companies. The filing period for Missouri's August party primaries ends at 5 p.m. today. Nixon has drawn only nominal opposition on the Democratic side of the governor's race. And conservative activist Alan Keyes says many Americans have become confused about their quote-unquote rights as U.S. citizens. Keyes was the keynote speaker Monday at a prayer rally that drew about 200 people to the Missouri Capitol. He has run several times for president and was soundly defeated by Barack Obama in Illinois' 2004 U.S. Senate race. At the prayer rally, Keyes noted that the Declaration of Independence says people possess unalienable rights from God, yet Keyes said many people want to leave out God and equate rights with their own desires. Missouri Attorney General Chris Koster was in St. Louis on Monday to help Missourians claim their share of a $25 billion settlement with 5 of the nation's largest mortgage lenders. Joseph Leahy reports.
Missouri will have about $155 million of the national settlement to help mortgage holders affected by lending abuses and improper foreclosure procedures. Attorney General Chris Koster says about 20,000 Missouri residents whose homes were foreclosed on will be eligible for cash payments of up to $2,000.
Oh, I don't have any doubt that we're going to be able to work our way through this $150 million. It's going to take some time to do it. The settlement is projected to be about 2 years in length.
To spread the word, the Attorney General's office is hosting 120 town hall-style meetings across the state this week to help Missourians who qualify. Koster says he expects the settlement's first payments to begin in early 2013. I'm Joseph Leahy.
The Missouri House has approved legislation allowing the state auditor to compare the operations of the state's biggest government agencies. The so-called comparative audit would be intended to identify the best practices and efficiencies among state agencies. Republicans who backed the measure say such an audit would help find ways to save money, but Democrats say that Republican Auditor Tom Schweik is already allowed to perform comparative audits. They say Schweik only requested the legislation to get money to expand his staff. An estimate included with the legislation says a comparative audit would cost up to $300,000. The House passed the bill Monday on a voice vote, and now goes to the Senate, where similar legislation died last year. A Missouri senator whose seat was abolished in this year's redistricting does not plan to seek re-election. Senator Jane Cunningham of St. Louis County was placed by redistricting in the same district as a fellow Republican senator. That seat appears on the ballot in 2014. Cunningham had filed to run this year in another Senate district, but withdrew Monday, one day before candidate filing ends. A bipartisan redistricting committee this year redrew Senate districts. Cunningham said Monday that she had considered seeking statewide office, including treasurer and secretary of state, but did not feel a calling. Cunningham says she is open to running for office again or working in the private sector. She also suggested the possibility of working with the state Republican Party, which she says needs changes. An Eastern Missouri bank employee has been sentenced to more than 2 years in prison for embezzling about $444,000 from a customer account. The sentence for 66-year-old Thelma Black of Farmington was handed down Monday in U.S. District Court in St. Louis. Black was also ordered to pay restitution of $451,000. Federal prosecutors say that Black worked at Sun Security Bank and its predecessor. She pleaded guilty to 2 counts of embezzlement in December, acknowledging that she transferred the money into her account or cashed checks from the customer's account. For KBIA News, I'm Scott Kanowski.